Well, it absolutely is. And as you can see from the figures there, they're dated the 10th of April, 24. So the total of 56 people, you know, the service users of this homeless service in Donegal. I would safely say that it's not accurate. And I know from speaking to the council themselves, they would say that people come and go from this service, that they could fall off the list from time to time, that they end up maybe sleeping in cars or sleeping on someone's sofa and then coming and then disappearing off the council's own list of homelessness. So it's a really, really sad time for people, and everybody is very upset about it. And I never thought we'd see the day that we would be having to deal with so many. And indeed, on and off, many's a call we will be getting going forward, and we know this, and we know there are people who are not registered as homeless who are actually couch surfing and sleeping in cars. So it is quite upsetting.
And there's a range, there's a range of issues, really, isn't there, Councillor Kennedy, that are creating that perfect storm?
There certainly is. I mean, you've got, obviously, the cost of rental accommodation has gone through the roof. It's gone very, very high in the last couple of years in particular. And again, possibly to do with the Ukrainian, the war, and the fact that the rents would have been, you know, upped at 800 per month. So that's nearly like a minimum now, even in rural areas where people have housing to rent out. That's going to be the price. So that puts a lot of our people out of the market who just can't afford it. And then a lot of people don't want to go enter the HAP programme, which is a pity as well, because it's a very safe way of doing it and they're guaranteed their payment. But a lot of people who own homes don't want to go down that route. Then there's other, obviously, you know, there's reasons like, you know, there could be to do with mental health issues, there could be addiction issues, you know, all of these things all come into play. And over time, as I say, it can get very heavy at times, and then it lightens off a bit. But it's only lightening off because somebody has decided that they don't want to register as homeless anymore. They might stay with a friend for a while, and then if there's a fallout or something happens, and then they're back again on the list. So until we can tackle this head on and try and get more houses built and more affordable rents and affordable housing in these areas, you know, we're going to face this issue time and time again. I mean, that's a new service that we have now in Donegal County Council, you know, a homeless service. And it's really active and working really well. And they've got great empathy and, I must say, a great, great team. And they've got a huge challenge ahead.